The most important part of the settlement, says plaintiff's attorney Robert Glassman, are the measures the district has agreed to take to improve water safety and rescue training to try to prevent another death.
They're never going to get over it, and the loss has been so extraordinary for them that it's difficult for them to really get by.
Glassman says Alex Pierce was underwater for nearly 2 minutes before classmates noticed the unconscious 13-year-old boy and pulled him up to the surface. He says Alex was not breathing, but the student lifeguards at the 2016 pool party and their supervisor, Keith Good, did not perform CPR. Alex was taken off life support a few weeks later. Good is no longer a lifeguard instructor, but continues to work for the district as a photography teacher.
It's really a slap in the face to the family that the school district is still employing this man.
We've been unable to reach Good for comment. The Press Enterprise reports his attorneys argued Good was not on duty at the time of the incident, and he could not be held liable because he was under no legal obligation to help the boy. A district spokesperson says in a statement the settlement acknowledges the unfortunate circumstances that led to the tragic accidental death, but the district did not sponsor the pool party, had nothing to do with the lifeguard staffing for the event, and admits no wrongdoing. Claudia Pescuta, KNX 1070 News Radio.